If you grew up in the 70s or 80s, then you probably at one time wore a Halloween costume made by Ben Cooper Incorporated.
Hey, got a minute.
Perfectly legal. So, we're going to make a preliminary announcement today, but we'll have details coming down the line. Lou,
yeah.
Toys for Tots kickoff.
We don't do details. This is it. Remember or forget. It's November 7th, kickoff Toys for Tots. Save the date. A big old pig and special guest Neil O'Neill at the Grill.
That's as good as you're going to get from Lou. All right. The San Francisco 49ers, Lou, what do you remember about them?
We're also having a pig!
Now, they used to play in Candlestick Park. Can you name the stadium they play in now?
And live music!
No, that would be Levi's Stadium, Lou. All right, your prediction, Lou. Bears versus 49ers.
Well, in analyzing the Bears' performance last week, unless Khalil Mack decides to show up, it's going to once again bring the twos, the fives, and the eights into play into the pool. Now, looking at San Francisco on how they only have two wins throughout the whole year, I'm going to say that the Bears have a good chance. But then again, I picked Jacksonville when they were 0-4. My prediction, Bears 9, San Francisco 6.
The old 69ers. Mine, Bears 55, 69ers 49. I just reversed it. All right.
Kyle Long.
The tweet of the week, October 28th. Watching the Packer and game.
Oh, what a screwed up freaking last 2 minutes that was. Go ahead.
He tweeted the 72 Dolphins popping bottles again. Lou, are they too old to drink?
Who?
The 72 Dolphins.
I think that's all they can do now. I think taking nourishment's a little hard.
Even Larry Zonka.
Larry Zonka, also known as Hips Zonka, will be on Dancing with the Stars in 2022.
You will have to be an android if that takes place. But yeah, so they're too old in your opinion. That's all they can
do. I'd like to see Dick on Dancing with the Stars.
Mike Dickey, if you're listening to this podcast, which he does every single week, that's the first thing he starts his Sunday with, the Lou. The Lou Dickman
he
Weekly
starts
podcast.
It off with Lou and a poo.
So Lou's Sunday NFL picks, you spoke of your system last week and mocked anyone who was below you or tied with you. Lou, I'm tied with you.
Ah, you're tied with me.
I am, sir.
Ah, my algorithm and yours are in sync.
Mine is just terrible picking. I don't know how to do this thing. I need some lessons from Mr. Wilson.
Yes, and speaking of which, perhaps next week we will have a tutorial on Zoom hosted by Kansas City Wilson as to the theory behind the picks.
That would be fun, a Zoom with Mr. Wilson. I'd definitely be into that.
Only if the background was the Moose Lodge of Marlboro, Connecticut.
There you go.
Bedroom town to the metropolis of Hebron.
He will go to the Moose Lodge. Mr. Wilson will bring his laptop there and have the Zoom meeting. Anyway, the Monday Night Football tiebreaker, unqualified success. Now, did you put a copyright on it or did you steal it?
Well, seeing how I had such great fan review last year with the lock, I found something hard to repeat. So after a sit-down confab with Frank, we decided that we would have the tiebreaker.
Frank. So he names his favorite rookie, and of course he has Meredith in the bank. What other rookie? This is Lou's trying to guess the rookie of the week. What other rookie do we have in Lou Dickman Weekly?
What other rookie do we have? God, if I know. You're not going to force me to start getting on that web and looking at this damn Lou Dickman website, for crying out loud.
As of week 8, it remains Frank and Meredith. So your power ranks of the week, you have it right in front of you, Lou. These are the Ben Cooper masks of the 1950s and 60s. You just have to remember them. They're very strange. But anyway, he was a masquerade company in New York City, and he decided to expand his line to
Halloween. What kind of company did he masquerade as?
That's a good idea, especially right now with all those hedge funds. So, power rank these masks. Frankenstein, Witch, Skull, Dracula, Fred Flintstone, or Archie of Archie Comics?
I'm going to go with Dracula.
Dracula's 6?
Yeah, Dracula's 6. Witchy Poo
is 5.
Skeletor
is 4. Frankenstein is 3.
And I'm going to have to go with number 2 being Fred.
Oh my God, that means Archie!
Archie!
Now, did you ever wear one of those masks, Lou?
No.
You did not? I did. I did have the devil one. I didn't include that. But yes, and with the thin outer layer in which would go up in flame if you put a spark by it. All right, Lou, your question of the week.
Uh-oh.
Which Halloween costume would you suggest for Greg Allentown Greg Potter, and why?
And we're going to open at 10:30 in the morning with Bloody Marys.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Potter's costume should be Rhino. Have an outstanding week, and go Bears!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Halloween Service. If your lust is turned to dust, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou does you! Frank.